Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Foul experiences with turkeys? Some helpful hints for living with them. By Julie M. Cohen. If you hear a window shatter in your home, take some comfort in knowing it may not be a thief dressed in black. Instead, the perpetrator may be wearing feathers. Wild turkeys, which have increased in number across the state since they were reintroduced in the 1970s, can be testy this time of year, since their breeding season is March to May. Some turkeys may act aggressively by pecking, following, or exhibiting other intimidating behavior towards people. According to the Massachusetts Division of Fisheries and Wildlife, males puff out their feathers, fan their tails, and strut while gobbling and making other vocalizations. This can look intimidating, as the adult males, or toms, can measure up to 3 feet, 9 inches long, with a wingspan of up to 4 feet, 8 inches, according to the National Audubon Society. Sometimes these omnivorous game birds will attack their own reflection in hubcaps or windows, thinking it's a rival. Newton Police Animal Control Officer Joe Gourdeau recently received a few reports of broken windows. She also has reports of aggressive behavior in the Oak Hill area, said Lieutenant Amanda Henriksen. We have had calls in years past of animals jumping through windows. In general, to avoid ruffling feathers, Newton police advise residents to leave wildlife alone. Education and information creating awareness of wild turkey behavior during this time is important for residents, said Henriksen. There is not much an officer can do unless an animal is sick or injured. Turkeys are a protected species, according to Melissa Ekvall, the MSPCA's Senior Advocacy Outreach and Research Coordinator. This limits what police can do to address problem birds. The officer's actions would depend on the circumstance. If an animal is sick to the point it needs to be euthanized, an officer can assist, said Henriksen. If a person is not sure what to do, they should call either Animal Control directly at 617-796-2109, or if it is an emergency, they should call dispatch directly or 911. If people take a few steps during the breeding season, turkeys likely will not hang around in their yards. But if you do come upon the social birds that hang out in groups and they begin acting aggressively, officials have many suggestions about how to avoid conflict. People are intimidated by them. We always say, do not be afraid of them, said the MSPCA's Ekvall. Gently shooing away such large birds will likely be difficult, so we recommend hazing them away, she said. For example, if you see turkeys in your yard, you can spray them lightly with a hose, scare them with a leashed dog, put your hands in the air and make loud noises, or open and close umbrellas, said Ekvall. Residents can also prepare their houses to prevent problems by rubbing soap on lower windows to get rid of the reflective tint, although Ekvall admits it's not an attractive thing to do for your home. Mass Audubon recommends that people not leave bird feeders out or give food to the animals. Homeowners also can string silver Mylar streamers found in party supply stores from the top of 2.5-foot-high stakes. The eye-level streamers will wave in the wind and reflect light, which should discourage turkeys from entering the area. In addition to the above suggestions, the State Division of Fisheries and Wildlife advises protecting gardens and crops with netting or fencing. Our habitat encroaches on their habitat, and with real estate development, you'll see more in your daily life, said Ekvall. It's better to learn how to live together. That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.